Tap, please repeat after me. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Paper which Jenny has distributed to all of us. Take them home as my personal gifts, gift to all of you. When we want to understand someone so beyond our concepts and our vision, we need the help of two items. One is what we call tattva, or the conclusive truth, as it is given to us by the shastras. And the other is the lila, the pastimes. Without tattva, the lila does not make sense. And without lila, we cannot really get the taste of what it, what Srimati Radharani or any transcendental personality is like. We can't get the feel. It's like the notes without the melody, so to say. Kusthuva Prabhu has introduced us as much as he could in the limited time he had to some of the tattva of Radharani. He has said that Radha is Krishna's energy. You could understand it with a simple analogy, just like the light is always there with the sun, Radha is always there with Krishna. Just like the fragrance of a wonderful musk perfume is always there with the perfume, inseparably connected. Srimati Radharani is inseparably connected to Krishna. But Srimati Radharani has one particular aspect that makes her very, very deeply, distinguishes her deeply from the source of all her qualities. And that is her amazing compassion. I would like to give you a little pastime, a leela, so that you get a little bit the sound of the melody, the fragrance of the substance, the taste of the spiritual reality. Once Radha and Krishna were planning to meet in a kunja, you know, like a, we expressed it, like a bower house in the forest. And Srimati Radharani had prepared the kunja in a wonderful, attractive way, but Krishna was too late. And this was for Radha a reason to lovingly pout with him. She would not see Krishna any longer. And for Krishna, this is the, if God has a problem, this is his problem. If Srimati Radharani does reject him. So he did many things, like he went to Radhakund and he worshipped the sacred pond of Srimati Radharani, but he couldn't break her man. Finally, he decided to go to one of the gopis who is very close to Radha, Lalita, and asked her to beg Radha on his behalf to break his her man, her loving rejection. Lalita was successful. Krishna again met Radha, but he had something in his mind. He said, "Radha, why don't we just switch the roles for a while? This time I get into this man, this loving rejection, and you try to break my sulky mood." Radha said, "That should be very easy for me because I love you so much and my love has always conquered you." Krishna said, "We shall see." So he decided to come into a loving mood of rejection. He went into this loving anger, this man, and he somehow, he's God, you know, he decided this, and he really went very deep into his sulky mood. Like, I think you know a little bit I see this sometimes with devotees. They are somehow switching off. They sit there, no matter what you do and what you think, they can only think about masks and or anything else, but they are not willing to open up on a subject. They are bent to stick with it. So if God does this, it's very difficult to get him out of the mood. And Krishna did this. For 14 days and nights, Radha tried to break this mood, but she was unsuccessful. Then she sent her 16,000 gopis, and they tried for a long time to get Krishna out of the mood, but he was not playing. He was in that mood. Finally, Srimati Radharani cried so much that she filled Yamuna Devi with her tears, and Yamuna Devi flowed over her banks. Yamuna couldn't stand it. She could not stand to see Krishna's most beloved so far away from Krishna. Krishna would not accept her. And she came out of the river in her personified form and said, Radha, please allow me to try to bring Krishna out of this mood. And Radha said, I have tried, my gopis have tried, it did not work. But if you still wish to try, please try. So Yamuna Devi went into another kunj, another part, and she dressed up just like Krishna. She's a lady, but she dressed just like Krishna. That meant she put on a crown with peacock feathers. She let her hair cover her just like Krishna. She began to move her eyes just like Krishna, back and forth. She dressed her upper body with a yellowish scarf and took on a shirt, and she looked like Krishna. Then she took very tight pants, put on the tight pants, and over it a beautiful skirt. And she began to dance. She came before Krishna and danced. And Krishna could not distinguish Yamuna Devi from Krishna any longer. He got bewildered. Do you know the complexion of Yamuna Devi? She is blackish blue, just like Krishna. And when Krishna saw his perfect look alike, he became totally bewildered. And he could not remember that he's Krishna any longer. He asked, are you Krishna or am I Krishna? And with this, he was out of his mood, so to say, out of the man mood. And then Yamuna said, you are not Krishna without Radha. Just like the sun is not complete without the rays. Just like the fire is not complete without the light and the heat. You are not Krishna without Radha. And when Krishna heard this, he began to say, where is Radha? Where is my Radha? And Yamuna said, oh Bhagavan, you have stayed for so long away from your Radha. You need to please her. Otherwise, she will not come back to you. And you have to take on that form by which you please your devotees. And Krishna did so. He took a flower in his left hand and he raised his right hand. This is a classical gesture. When Radha saw him taking this gesture, the gesture of pleasing with the flower and blessing with the best of good wishes, the best of mercy, she personally took on this mudra. If you want to understand, there are many Radha Rani deities. Some are like this. No, like this. This is the dancing mudra, when Radha dances. It also means with her left hand she takes conditioned souls and then offers them with her right hand to Krishna. But the most rare and classical gesture, if you so want, is this gesture, where Srimati Radharani has in her left hand a flower, or sometimes a basket of flowers, for pleasing and serving Krishna, and this hand like this to bless the devotees. Now we have at the moment an offering to Radha and Krishna, but when this offering is finished, when it is done, I request all of you to have a, you know, after another in good distance and everything, but to have a darshan of Srimati Radharani, where she has this gesture, because that is the gesture of our Radha Kunya Bihari. There are many prayers which we can say to Srimati Radharani to invoke her blessings, but there is one prayer which has been singled out by Rupa Goswami of all his prayers and all compositions as the guideline on prayer. And I would like to read this, something of the guideline of prayer to you, and then guide you in your personal prayer to Radha. Is this good?
Yes.
Good, good. In his, when we pray, in the first, you know, when we start our prayer, we should start it with glorification. So in this Prarthana Padati, or prayer guide, Sri Rupa Goswami praises Srimati Radharani as the most exalted of all devotees. He says, Radha, your limbs are more splendid than pure gold. You know, there is nothing more splendid than pure gold in this world, but beyond this world is Radharani, who has a greater shine than pure gold. Your eyes are as charming like the doe's eyes. The doe's have very big eyes. They were very beautiful. They are beautiful. They have eyelashes, as far as I know. Very beautiful. When Walt Disney wanted to find the epitome of beauty, he designed Bambi, you know, a small doe with this huge eyes, because it's known, very beautiful. He says, your face defeats millions of moons, and you are dressed in garments as dark as the monsoon cloud. This is something. Radha loves Krishna so much that she has to, that she always dresses like Krishna, like Krishna's color. And Krishna loves Radha so much that she always dresses in golden dress and like this. So in this way, Rupa Goswami praises Radha, but then he comes to the point. He says, bowing down, this person prays to you with a stammering, pitiable cry, O Queen of Vrindavan, rolling on the ground on the bank of the Yamuna River with a troubled heart, he prays. Maybe we can remove the table, because somehow, without speaking even to the devotees, the setup of the altar is this scene. See, do you see the Yamuna River gushing down there? No? Yes?
Yeah.
Yes, you see. Good. So, I'm bowing down before you. Bowing down is too little for me. I'm rolling on the ground before you with stammering voice, and I'm crying with choked up. I have something to say. Though I may be an unfit offender with a crooked mind, I'm unfit. I'm fallen. I don't try to put you and Krishna into that God-shaped hole in my heart. I put Netflix there or anything else. I'm not so capable, really. I'm not very qualified. And my mind, I mean, I always cheat myself and others. I'm crooked. But please, nevertheless, please bestow a small fragment of the valuable gift of your service to this person. Now, you might ask, well, if you feel yourself so unfit and unqualified, why are you so daring to ask for something so high? When you're low, stay low. Don't ask for the supermost highest things which Shiva and Brahma don't have. But Rupa Goswami has an answer to this. He says, something. You know, he says, and this is a formula, though a sorrowful person, no, such a sorrowful person is not fit to be neglected by you, for your mind is like fresh butter and always melts from the warmth of your compassion. My dear devotees, qualification or an elevated state of consciousness means you are compassionate. Only a very low-class person is selfish. The high-class people are compassionate. And the highest being of compassion is Srimati Radharani, who, when she sees someone with this mood, I need your mercy, I can't do it alone, I'm helpless, I have tried to change 1,000,000 times, but I have failed 1,000,001 times, and more, and more, and more. At that time, when you come before Radha and say, please, give me your compassion, like Rupa Goswami, who rolls on the banks of the Yamuna and prays Kritagase, then it's very nice. So please, this Sanskrit verses are so nice. Please repeat after me. Fold your hands, maybe, to look at Radharani, please. On the altar, even if you are far away and you don't see very well, no problem, Radha will see you. And I will bring you in the mood. Although I'm unfit, please bestow a small fragment of your valuable service to me. So repeat after me. And you can have the mood of prayer as you do. Kritagaske. Oh, that was not very eager. Maybe you have to do it a little higher. Here, this is better. Kritagaske.
Kritagaske.
Yayogyepi
Yayogyepi
Janesmin
Janesmin
Kumatavapi
Kumatavapi
Dasyadana
Dasyadana
Padanasya
Padanasya
Lavam apyi Upapadaya. May Srimati Radharani see your essential desire. May Srimati Radharani see that what you really want. May she look over the many coverings which we have. When we want something else, when we cry for something else or someone else. And may she go right to the cause and give you the next step which you need to move on in your life. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, please pick up your sheet, because I will ask you
to say something loud.
We have been requested to cover our mouths for this, which if you can do, if your rebellious nature does not allow it, then you may find an alternative. This describes something. It describes a soul, a gopi, who was not able to see Krishna, the queen, who was not able to see Radha, the queen of Vrindavan, but who had understood that her lotus feet, Radha's lotus feet, were the only goal of her life. So she became distressed, and she fell down at the shore of Radhakund. Yamuna is also good, Radhakund is also most good. And she cried out with loud sounds this beautiful prayer which is given there. And at the end of the prayer, it says that a person who, his heart overwhelmed with transcendental love, reads these beautiful nectarian prayers to attain Radhika, will quickly see Radha Rani in the company of Krishna. So I will just chant three verses of this, so that you get the idea of the melody, and then you can sing it for yourself, not later. Or because I think now is Prasadam, and I know our devotees, they are what they are, Prasadam lovers, that will usually take precedence over all. So I will not chant the whole prayer here, because there would be an imbalance. Radhagandavika Goshta Yuvarajayika Kamita Gandharvaradika Chandra Kantya Madhava Sangini. Everybody please. Radhagandavika Goshta Yuvarajayika Kamita Gandhavaradika Chandra Kanti Madhava Sangini. Next verse altogether, please. Damodaradya Chasaki Katiko Kirti Deshvari Mukunda Daita Brinda Tamila Mani Manjari. Next verse together. Baskaro Pasikarvasha Bhanavi Vrishabhanuja Ananga Manjari Shesha Shidana Varajottama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody all together one more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. A little louder please. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Everybody please. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Oh, Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Oh, Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. I'm sorry, I was not able to put the kirtan properly together. I even didn't intend to do a kirtan, so I was thinking, what melody? Then I made a melody up, which Gokrishna didn't know. Then I thought maybe we should do a conventional melody. Then we went down and went too deep, and then we went all over the place, in other words. But that is not always our fault. When one is just happy, a happy person is not a structured person. Rationality is not the host of happiness. So I'm very, very, very glad that our Gadadhar and his good wife Kalakanta have really sweated to make this festival what it became. In the end, Kalakanta's, I heard she even brought the stones to the altar to make to bring Giriraj, or the image of Giriraj here. We changed the structure of the festival a few times around to make it suit all of the devotees and their various needs. I'm very, very grateful to both Kalakanta and Gadadhar that it was not easy for them to put this all together. And I must say, you did very, very wonderful. I can't see you because I can only see the light. There is that. There, aha. Kalakanta, can we say?
I'm prasadam.
Serving prasadam. You know how she looks. Very, very nice. Thank you very much for inviting us, having us. I originally wanted to celebrate Radhastami in Radhadesh, but then we changed everything around because our Raghunath and Kustuba were in the area, and we thought we must capture them, and we invited them with loving affection. Thank you also, both of you, for coming and contributing so nicely to this festival. Now, Kostuba, you set us in the right direction, and Raghunath, you brought the bhava, the feelings of this festival. Thank you all very much. What can I say? Very, very happy to sit here in this scene which looks so much like Vrindavan, so much. So I will stop here saying, I will request Gadadhar, please, maybe you come here where. And Gadadhar will tell us what to, how to take the feast and say some words. Yes.